You have said that seeing a colleague, Congressman Steve Scalise, get shot by a gunman in 2017, this was during an annual congressional softball or baseball game, rather, you called his wife afterwards, and that shifted your views on gun control. I just wonder, why hasn't the combination of that moment, which Scalise and others bring up frequently, and this continuing epidemic of gun violence moved the two parties to do something together?
You know, like the Democrat Party wants to do. Why don't you just do what we want to do? A Bernie Sanders volunteer shot a Republican member of Congress and tried to mow down a baseball field full of elected Democrats, House and Senate. Aren't you for Democrat gun control now? Sure. Yeah, that's... Which Democrat was that? It's so hard to... Is that Jim Sciutto? Yeah, it's Jim Sciutto. He's a CNN anchor. He was an Obama administration official in the Obama State Department. Now he's a CNN anchor. Before the Obama administration, he was an ABC news reporter. It's a Democrat Party cabal, the entire industry. And I've got something for you on that I want to get to. And before I get to that, and it's pretty amazing, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, my instinct is on this guy has always been very negative, and it continues to be. It continues. My instincts are, I like my instincts. They've always been very reliable. And when it comes to Christopher Wray, the FBI director, took over, you know, this J. Edgar Comey. He was just a horror show. Oh, we got an update on that, too, sort of. Not that there's an update. On the Durham, remember John Durham? You know, Teapot Dome? Remember the Maine? John Durham, he was the Connecticut U.S. attorney who was supposed to be looking into all the corruption of the Obama-Biden administration, abusing the FBI, the CIA, the FISA courts, the fake dossier that they misrepresented. It was Hillary Clinton's opposition research fed to them. It was Russian disinformation fed by an ally of Putin's, who's a commie, Igor Devchenko, or whatever his name is, who's working at the Brookings Institution, a liberal think tank in Washington. Yeah, remember that story? I tell you, that everything just gets swept under the rug, like the sands through an hourglass, once again. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. All right, let's go to some of this other stuff, because these crazy people, I'm telling you. Let's go to, where are we? Soundbite number four. Numero cuatro. You know, in future America, DNC, Espanol, no ingles, por favor. And here is just amazing stuff. Jen Psaki, Colonel Kleb from Russia with Love. She's the White House spokesperson. And Jen Psaki was there. They were talking about, she was asked about the police shooting in Columbus, naturally, because the media, you know, they don't know any of these statistics. They don't study anything. They don't look up anything. They learn nothing. They remember nothing. They're the news media. They're the know-nothing media. But Jen Psaki was asked about the Columbus, Ohio shooting, 16-year-old Makia Bryant, by a police officer while she was in the process of murdering somebody. Let's just call it what it is. She was lunging with a big knife, not to, you know, give a manicure or a haircut, but to stab her in the neck with a big knife, and that's called attempted murder. And if she had been successful, it would be murder. So the police officer prevented what certainly, arguably, would be a murder, right? A homicide. And instead, what we have is police officer shot a crazy person who was lunging at another person with a knife. And the Democrats are on the side of the crazy person with the knife that was in the process of murdering somebody. See, Democrats, murderers, conservatives and Republicans on the side of the person who was about to be murdered. We want to stop the murder. The Democrats want the murder to proceed. Valerie Jarrett, Bree, all the Democrats, NPR. NPR left out the fact that she had a knife and was lunging at somebody. Oops, did we leave out that detail? Daily Beast also, oops, left out Oh, yeah. Did we forget to say that the poor 16-year-old, they were calling her a 15-year-old. Nobody knows her age because, you know, it's all about the family. And Makia Bryant was lunging in the process of murdering somebody. Pay no attention. So here is Jen Psaki. I think nobody mentioned the knife and lunging and in the middle of committing a felony homicide at the time at the White House briefing yesterday either.
The killing of 16-year-old Makayla Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child. We're thinking of her friends and family and the communities that are hurting and grieving her loss. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts Black and Latino people and communities, and
police
that Black
violence.
Women and girls, like Black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence.
Police violence. See, police violence. Now, again, last year there was an increase of more than 1,000 compared to 2019 in the number of African Americans murdered in the United States. Last year, more than 8,600 African Americans were murdered. That's more than the number of African Americans than died in the entirety of the Vietnam War. Just last year in the United States. You know how many of those were killed by police? How many of those were killed by police? Well, I actually have the numbers in front of me. There were 234 people killed by the police. A total of 18 of those were unarmed. Last year, 17 people were killed in lightning strikes. But more than 8,600 African Americans killed last year, more than the entirety of the Vietnam War. And Jen Psaki is not bright. She is, and she doesn't know much. If you gave her a quiz, she wouldn't do very well on any subject. But this, you see, police violence, racist, disproportionately impacts. You know what disproportionately impacts the African-American community? Murder. That's a big thing. 8,600 plus versus 234 people killed by the police. Only 18 of those were unarmed at the time. So you do the math, 234 minus 18, the rest of them were armed while the police killed them. And there were 457 Caucasians killed by the police last year, 24 of those unarmed. But pay no attention to any of this. Numbers are so confusing for people like Jen Psaki. You know, she was a child. Police violence disproportionately impacts. Are you insane? These people are, I got to tell you, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. They have to be voted out of office. And somebody's got to stand up and tell the truth, like I do. Politicians have to come out and say, are you people out of your minds? And maybe reporters, or people that call themselves reporters at the White House, should come armed with some facts. Here's, you remember Joe Biden? I saw, though, this was actually a question, Michael, at yesterday's White House briefing, too. There was a question at the White House briefing yesterday asking why. Oh, no, excuse me. It wasn't the White House briefing. I apologize. It was in Columbus, Ohio, where the police chief and the mayor were at the press conference. And a reporter asked, this is true. And a reporter asked, why don't you shoot him in the leg? Why didn't the police officer shoot her in the leg? Was a question from a reporter.
Can an officer shoot the leg? Can they shoot somewhere that would not result in a fatal wound, right? So a lot of people have said, couldn't he have just shot her in the leg so she dropped? Couldn't he have shot her in the arm, something like that?
Right, you know, one of the difficult things with that is when you're trying, we don't train to shoot the leg because that's a small target. We train to shoot center mass. What is available to stop that threat? There was a threat going on, a deadly force threat that was going on, so the officer is trained to shoot center mass, the largest part of a body that is available to them. When you try to start shooting legs or arms, rounds miss, and then they continue on, and there are people behind that could be in danger that are not committing anything.
Right.
So we try and minimize any danger to anyone else if we have to use our firearm.
Right. That's Chief Police Chief Michael Woods explaining the obvious to idiots, also known as reporters. You know, what you should ask, why didn't the police officer shoot the knife out of her hand? Because I saw that once in a Clint Eastwood movie, and that'd be a really cool move. Why didn't you do that? So, and you could shoot her in the arm. Because she's flailing about. See, arms and legs move at a much more rapid rate. And you know who was right behind the knife-wielding hero of the story, Makia Bryant? The woman that she was trying to stab. The woman that she was trying to murder was behind her. See, if you the line, the police officer, and then in front of him, Makaia Bryant, and then the woman that Makaia Bryant was trying to murder, the young woman that Makaia Bryant was trying to murder. So the police officer goes for her arm or a leg and misses Makaia because she's moving, and shoots the woman who Makaia Bryant was trying to stab, and then the cops are the bad guy again. They're not smart people. But this all goes back to Joe Biden, because Joe Biden suggested this a while back. Remember Joe Biden?
The idea that instead of standing there and teaching a cop who is an unarmed person of coming at him with a knife or something to shoot him in the leg instead of
unarmed
the heart
person
is a very different thing. There's a lot of different things that can change.
Yeah, an unarmed person coming at him with a knife, first of all, you're completely brain dead. And then shoot him in the arm or the leg or something. This is like, you know, government by the stupid. We live in an idiocracy. Chief Michael Woods had to keep a straight face. That reminds me of Congressman Hank Johnson asking the commander-in-chief of the Pacific, if we put too many Marines on one side of Guam, wouldn't the island flip over and everybody would fall off and get wet? These are not bright people. Just amazing. Gosh. Now, there were protests, naturally, in Columbus, Ohio, yesterday, because Democrats just can't stop chanting. They're very musical people, Democrats, and they were out chanting in the street. Now, they were chanting something about something. I have a T-shirt that's, you know, Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot. That was a big lie. Michael Brown never had his hands up. Michael Brown never said, don't shoot. He was attacking a police officer in his car, so stoned that the Washington Post thought he might be hallucinating. He had just committed a strong-arm robbery against a small immigrant man, stealing cigarillos so he could make big fat blunts and get more stoned. And then he attacked the police officer in his car, and he was tragically shot and killed at the age of 18. He was 6'5" and 295 pounds, and he was a criminal. And yesterday in Columbus, you know, he never had his hands up, and he never said don't shoot. But they were chanting this yesterday in Columbus. You know, if Dante Wright has put his hands up, we wouldn't know his name. He'd be alive. He just would have been arrested on the warrant that was out for him for sticking a gun in a woman's face and robbing her, trying to rob her of $820 in her own house. But pay no attention to any of that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a member of Congress, believe it or not. And boy, she's not a bright one. Here's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had to say about the verdict in the Chauvin trial in Minneapolis.
I want to just let you all know and create the affirmation that this
affirmation
isn't justice.
It's not justice.
It's not justice.
It's not justice.
Justice is a municipality and a government that does not, because it trickles down, right?
Trickles down.
That does not value military and armaments more than it values health care and education.
She's a communist and a moron.
So, no. This verdict is not justice. Frankly, I don't even think we call it full accountability.
It's not even full accountability. Now, Senator John Kennedy is a funny man. He was on last night with Tucker Carlson and showed AOC talking about how this isn't justice. And Senator Kennedy opined.
I'm listening to the congresswoman, and I'm thinking, no disrespect, but how does anyone get to be her age and believe that drivel?
That's a perfectly fair question, isn't it? And I've got a little more from him coming up more broadly. And I've got more stuff for you. We're gonna take a quick one here. But, you know, the Democrats, everything they touch turns to goo at best. This is a terribly destructive political movement, the left and the Democratic Party. And everything they touch turns to hooey. I'll say hooey because I'm on the radio. And I've got more of that good stuff to get to coming right up. Hey, if you're looking for a great way to save yourself some money, I've got an idea. You can start by paying a whole lot less interest on your credit card balances. You know, for the whole family, for the Oh, you got the every place, the department stores and the Visa and the every place, gas stations. Refinance all your credit cards with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. Much lower than the average credit card interest rate, which right now is still more than 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees for you. You can even get your money as soon as the day that you apply. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Now, just for my listeners, apply right now. Get a special interest rate discount. Save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Yeah, so many great stories to get to. Stay right there.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Let's get to a little more John Kennedy, and I still have so much to get to updating on John Durham and Christopher Wray. Oh, and the environment and racism. The environment is racist, or you're a racist or something because of the environment. Senator John Kennedy, after mocking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, how does a person reach her age and still maintain that degree of ignorance? It is kind of astonishing, but it's an epidemic also. It's taught on college campuses. Senator Kennedy on the left-wing lunatics wanting to do away with the police.
No fair-minded person believes that cops, many of whom are racial minorities, get up every day and go to work hoping for the opportunity to be able to hurt someone, including but not limited to people of color. That's nonsense. But the wokeristas, like the congresswoman, they really believe that. They really do hate cops just because they're cops.
Yeah, they do, talking about AOC, and she's not alone. The entire party is this way. If you're a cop and you vote Democrat, then you're a self-destructive person. Senator Kennedy.
They really do want to defund the police, which will result in a fantastic impression of hell. The wokeristas really do believe that when a cop shoots a criminal, it is always, every single time, the cop's fault. But when a criminal shoots a cop, it is always, every single time, the gun's fault.
By the way, if another statistic for you, lots of them today, I apologize, but they're good ones. Heather McDonald's research, she researches these matters. A police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be shot by an African-American with a gun than is an unarmed African-American to be shot by a police officer.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
There is a front page story, the Washington Post today. Dr. Evil's little rag looks like a newspaper, but it's not. And it's John Kerry kissing a small child. They say it's his granddaughter, but I'm not so sure. On climate, comma, a final shot for Kerry. And the picture of Kerry is from 2016. It's from 5 years ago. And John Kerry's flying around the world on big jets telling people to not pollute the air so that he can change the weather. And it's a glowing, glowing story by the Washington Post. Global Summit offers a major test for Envoy and his legacy. Well, the Washington Post is here to shore up his legacy. He's bolt neck. He frightens children. You can see the child he's clutching is terrified by the whole experience. Matt Visor and Brady Dennis are Democrats typing up the press release at the Washington Post. And they say John F. Kerry was on a Boeing 757 government jet in November 2016 en route to Antarctica to observe scientists studying the impact of climate change. Well, wait a minute. You're on a 757 to bring one guy to Antarctica. Couldn't you do a Zoom call, maybe talk to him on the phone, you know, get him on the horn? You really have to fly one of these blue and white, you know, mini Air Force Ones from the 89th Airlift Wing at Andrews. You got to fly that to Antarctica. So you get a photo op and, you know, that's it. And that's where he was when he learned that Donald Trump would be the next president. What a moment. What a great moment that must have been. What a hoot. I'm sure the military people on the plane thought it was hilarious. And I bet he was in a coma, Boltneck. Good stuff. So Boltneck, he's flying around the world on big airplanes, lecturing people about not flying around the world on big airplanes because it pollutes the air. And his family's got a private jet. You see his wife, you know, the Heinz ketchup, the Heinz food fortune, billions. Flying their private jet on vacation when Biden was telling everybody not to go anywhere. It's better when you have your own jet, though. It's okay. Don't worry. You know, people like him, people like them, they need to go places. Here's John Kerry yesterday. This is a great one. I love this. He said the United States and China, the two biggest polluters in the world. And if we just stop polluting, then the oceans will stop rising, like Barack Obama said, and the weather will remain perfect forever. There will never be a hot day, never be a cold day, never a tornado, never a hurricane. Everything will be good. Here's Boltneck. He's frightening to children.
The United States could go to zero tomorrow. I mean, we can, but if you figuratively speaking could go to zero, we'd still have a problem. The world would still have a problem. If China went to zero tomorrow with the United States, we'd still have a problem. So every country has to come to the table.
Yeah. So the United States and China could both go to zero emissions tomorrow, and it wouldn't solve the problem. See? So maybe we should start throwing some sandbags along the shoreline. Maybe we should stop building beach houses like the many. John Kerry just bought another beach house. He moved away. He had a house on Nantucket, like, you know, many, many millions of dollars. And then they announced they're going to build a wind farm with big windmills in the ocean off the coast of Nantucket. So he sold that house and moved to Martha's Vineyard nearby and bought an $11, $12 million house there, which will not have its view soured by the windmills, which the Democrats insist you. But when you're that rich, you know, that's what you can do. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, private jets, yachts. Remember, he had his handmade yacht made in New Zealand and then parked it, not in Massachusetts where he lives, but in Rhode Island, so he could cheat the state out of $500,000 in taxes, because he's a tax cheat too. So China and the United States could go to zero tomorrow, and it really wouldn't do anything. So everybody's got to choke themselves to death like autoerotic asphyxiation in a closet. Here's John Kerry.
We hear people talk about this being existential. For many people on the planet, it already is. But we're not behaving internationally like it is, in fact, an existential challenge. We even have deniers still in the United States. We're the one nation that has a lot of deniers.
That's right. We're the one nation. See, the United States is the worst. Everything is the worst about the United States from these lefties. He's a private jet yacht sailing billionaire. And the United States is the only country with deniers, the only country with a lot of deniers. See, global warming deniers. No other country, every other country has no deniers. He is a lying Sacagawea and a moron, and he's bolt neck. He's Fred Gwynn, but without the charm. Absolutely insane. AOC, you know her. She's not so bright. She's shocked by things like garbage disposals, and I'm sure microwave ovens freak her out, and learning that lettuce grows in dirt really surprised her. Here's AOC. Apparently, the climate or you or somebody's racist because the climate is racist, and if you don't fix it, you're a racist, and something about indigenous peoples.
The climate crisis is a crisis born of injustice, and it is a crisis born of the pursuit of profit at any and all human and ecological cost.
Which means
that we must recognize in legislation that the trampling of indigenous rights is a cause of climate change.
The trampling of
racial justice is a cause of climate change, because we are allowing people to deny ourselves human rights and deny people the right to health care, the right to housing and education.
That is just a train wreck of anti-intellectual brain failure. Just extraordinary. Right now, the Democrats are hosting, right now, as I speak, on Capitol Hill, a hearing where Greta Von Thunberg is up there. She's testifying because they're always looking for children to follow. They're looking for children, the child prophet. Extraordinary. We don't have any audio from Greta Von Thunberg, but extraordinary. Also, you should know, the New York Times has a headline today, Johnson & Johnson, the vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine and blood clots, colon. They love their colons. The risks, comma, if any, comma, are very low. In fact, they're about one in a million. Forget about lightning strikes. Maybe I should compare these statistics to the number of people. The New York Times says that there are eight people, and the number of cases is small. That's eight people out of 8 million. That's one in a million, but pay no attention to any of that, because it's all about terrorizing the it's all about terrorizing everybody. Also, another police shooting, because as I've been pointing out, you know, there are about 1,000 fatal police shootings a year in the United States. That means, just round it out, say there are about three a day, there are two point something a day. And the Democrats decide which ones we need to be excited about in the media. And as one of our brilliant callers said, their police public information officer takes calls from the media after police shootings. They ask the race. And if the race isn't incendiary and can't be turned into ratings and clicks, then they don't care. Then they don't care. But there was another guy killed in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, by the police. There was a warrant being served. He jumped in the car, was fleeing. Now, Democrats want to riot, and they want to lynch everybody, and they want to pretend that only black people are shot by the police and because they lie about everything. Is that what I'm getting to? I think that's what it is. They lie about everything, everything. Let me get to a couple of other things here. Because I shouldn't spend too much time on this because it's not altogether sane, but 67% of Americans unaware of the John Durham probe, the Washington Times reported yesterday, and Jeff Murdoch. Whopping 67% of Americans are unaware of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into decision-making at the FBI and Justice Department surrounding the probe into former President Donald Trump and his purported ties to Russia. Remember Russia collusion? It was all a lie. And it was such a lie. It was the Hillary Clinton's dossier, which was fed to them, and they think that might be Russian disinformation, really the meat of the dossier, which came from this Russian at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, a left-wing think tank. And this Russian was the source for Christopher Steele. Remember all these names? It's all been forgotten about, right? And now I learned yesterday also in the Washington Examiner and Jerry Dunleavy, a real reporter, Steele's source defends time at Durham-scrutinized Brookings Institution. And this guy is probably a commie, Putin, Soviet, disinformation agitator here in the United States, Denchenko. And he, what's his name, Ivan or Igor, you know, I mean, he's like right out of an espionage movie. And he's feeding the information to the Clinton people and, you know, these former reporters who were Clintonistas. And they've corrupted our system of government terribly. And 67%, I'm surprised that many people know, are unaware of this ongoing thing. And I read in the story yesterday that Durham's investigation discovered that Danchenko had been investigated by the FBI, possible threat to national security, and still J. Edgar Comey and the corrupt Democrats used him in Crossfire Hurricane and lied to the FISA courts and all this stuff. And now we're learning that the Durham investigation is preparing subpoenas. We're like 5 years into this. It's 3 years now with the Durham thing. And they're preparing subpoenas and interviews. Oh, I'm very excited about that. You're going to have interviews. How many years is this going to take? Now, let's go to that's embarrassing. And, you know, John Durham, gosh, I hope you show up someday. But it's been 3 years. Maybe pull your head out of wherever it is. I almost cursed. Now let's get to this thing because there's some fun audio. Well, it's fun in its own way. Remember the congressional a Bernie Sanders volunteer by the name of James Hodgkinson showed up at a baseball diamond in Alexandria, Virginia, and he went over to a member of the House of Representatives. He went over to a member of the House of Representatives and asked, practicing for the annual Democrat-Republican baseball game in Washington, D.C. And this crazy person, who is a Bernie Sanders volunteer for the campaign, Bernie Sanders all over his website, his Facebook page and stuff, met with Bernie Sanders staffers in Bernie Sanders' office on Capitol Hill. And then he showed up at this baseball diamond in Alexandria, and he went up to a member of the House of Representatives by the name of Ron DeSantis, now the governor of Florida, and he said, hey, are these Democrats or Republicans practicing here? And he said, they're Republicans. And then he went and got his guns, and he came back, and he tried to murder everybody there. And fortunately, because Steve Scalise was there, and he's in the congressional leadership, he had two U.S. Capitol police officers with him. Those police officers returned fire. Had Steve Scalise not been there, had his police escort not been there, this Bernie Sanders volunteer on a suicide mission, on a mass murder, mass political mass political assassination mission, this guy likely would have been much more successful, James Hodgkinson, the Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer. This is actual audio from that moment, right? Well, now the current FBI director was asked, well, what have you investigated all this? And let's go to, where's the audio of the congressman now? Number 16, let's go to number 16, Brad Wenstrup, congressman, member of the House of Representatives, asked the FBI director, Christopher Wray, about that terrorist suicide attack by a Bernie Sanders volunteer. And here's what he was told.
On November 16, 2017, FBI agents briefed those of us that were at the field that day, and they gave us an overview of some of the events that day as though we didn't know it. We were there. We were witnesses.
Rand Paul.
Much to
there.
Our shock that day, the FBI concluded that this was a case of the attacker seeking suicide by cop.
Suicide by cop. Now, again, if a member of the House leadership had not been there, Steve Scalise, there would have been no police there. And how many more people would have been killed? Congressman Brad Wenstrup.
Director, you want suicide by cop? You just pull a gun on a cop. It doesn't take 136 rounds. It takes one bullet.
And you don't target a baseball field filled with Republican members of Congress. He went up to, again, then House member, now Florida governor, and said, hey, are these Republicans or Democrats? He said, oh, these are Republicans. That's when he went and got his guns and came back. Congressman Wenstrup.
Both the DHS and the ODNI published products labeling this attack as a domestic violent extremism event, specifically targeting Republican members of Congress. The FBI did not. The FBI still has not. And my colleagues across the aisle don't seem concerned about this particular event. It could have been a massacre.
And had there not been a member of the leadership there, one more from Congressman Wenstrup.
On November 18, 2019, I went over to the FBI to discuss this conclusion. Although the agents were not part of that investigation, they did not agree that this was suicide by cop. And it's my firsthand opinion that this was an attempted assassination of many Republican members of Congress. Mr. Wray, do you know who the acting director of the FBI was on the day of the attack, June 14, 2017?
Yes, because I was not the director at the time.
It was Andrew McCabe.
It was Andrew McCabe. Corrupt Democrats everywhere. Oh, no, that wasn't a radical leftist attempted mass political assassination suicide attack. It was just suicide by cop. He had no reason to think there were cops there. That's Christopher Wray. He is another bad apple. You know, they talk about bad eggs in police departments across the country, about 850,000 law enforcement officers across the country. Let's send the stink-sniffing dogs down to the FBI between J. Edgar Comey and Christopher Wray. Oh, no, that wasn't what it appeared to be. Don't believe your lying eyes. No, that was just another case of suicide by cop. Not a terror attack, mass political assassination, suicide attack on Republicans, even though he asked. But never mind the facts. This is our FBI. We're becoming a third world country real fast.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
There is a racist leftist who's, CNN, regular on CNN, Tariq Nasheed. And he's got a Twitter account. He tweeted out a picture of Judge Cahill in Minneapolis. And he tweets, he gets to decide what the sentencing is going to be now that Chauvin has been convicted. Many people suspect Cahill could be on team white supremacy. Watch him. Now, when he says many people, he means nobody. And there's a picture, which is probably a fake picture, that shows him maybe scratching his thumb or something. And they're pretending that he's making some kind of a white power symbol that isn't a white power symbol. So Tariq Nasheed, regular on CNN, is threatening the judge now. That's the left is a violent criminal mob, and the Democrat Party, they've been sacking and looting our cities. The Postal Service under Joe Biden is running a covert operations program that monitors American social media posts. What is this? Yahoo News, Jana Winter, and they have a unit in the post office that monitors social media postings. And you'll never guess who they monitor. Parler and the Proud Boys, which is run by a black Cuban American, and they call him a white supremacist. And they're not tracking the people that have been rioting and burning our cities and disrupting the delivery of the mail. Remember the fake news that they had last year that President Trump was trying to slow down mail delivery because of all the mail-in ballots? That was all a lie, all fake story. That he was moving blue mailboxes and stuff? That was all a lie, all a fake story. The U.S. House of Representatives today is preparing a vote on D.C. statehood, the 51st state, and the Biden White House is supporting it. I support West Alabama, East Alabama, North Mississippi, South Mississippi. We're going to need a whole lot more senators next time the Republicans are in charge. These are extremely corrupt Democrats.